hello, and bam, I'm so excited. Okay, bam, and you say, goddamn, this is a dope jam. I'm broader than Broadway. Yes, I'm broad, said I'm broader than Broadway. And I'm, everybody, diddling my health. And it feels so good. Your sauce will mix with ours and will make a good goulash, baby. Oh, yeah. What time is it? It's time for Get Wood with Jess Wood. It's your pal, Jess. Hello, everybody. Hi, friends. Hello, my loves. Oh, my goodness. I've missed you so much. I can't believe it was only 1 week that I haven't seen you for. It feels like 4 weeks that I haven't seen you in one. But it was a week, a day, a weekday. It was. Hi, good afternoon, good morning, good evening to whatever time it is for you, my lovers. Happy everything. Happy new Tuesday. Thank you. Happy back to you, my fucking sweethearts. Before I get started, I just want to say necklace today, anchor, red on a gold chain, is by the babes at Babel. That's right, the Babel Studios. You can find them here. They follow me, I follow them. I am a brand ambassador. And what does that mean, you ask? Well, it means really good things. First of all, it means 15% off when you use the code GETWOOD15 on your checkout. Also, the babes are offering a bunch of free shipping right now. So you can go to the Babel Studio and get some free shipping on some goodies. Handmade, small business, lovers in Albuquerque. Big shout outs to them. Okay, that's where the anchor is from. Anchor. Hello, anchor. As you can tell, my titties are out. The ta-das are to die for today. The ta-das are to die for today. Now, why, Jesse, I don't see why you need to have your breasts out just to do a podcast. Isn't it only audio, hon? Listen, Mom, the titties are out, and not to shame. Jesse, we don't want to shame anyone about their breasts. No, we don't, Mom. We actually want to big up on the titties, big up on the tatas, on the tiggle bitties. That's, we like to see them, love them, healthy, out there, shaking them, jiggling. That's real, because that flesh, oh, it moves. Oh, it moves pretty easily. Anyway, I've got them out because, well, friends, lovers, I don't know if you've seen today's yesterday's Sports Illustrated. That's right. I said illustrated because they ill over at fucking Sports Illustrated. I'm saying ill in a good way, like from the Bronx ill. Like that shit was ill. Like you be fucking, yo, that is good. That's sick. Martha motherfucking Stewart. Say it with me. 81 years young, this bitch. She looked better than me. Have you seen Martha motherfucking Stewart? Martha, woo-woo, doggy dog Stewart. That's right, because she's kind of married to Snoop Dogg, even though I know he's married. Look, I know everybody's relationships is what they are, but when you see Martha Stewart looking like how she looks right now on the cover of Sports Illustrated, and you're like, hold on, this bitch is what, 81 years old? Fuck yes. That's all I have to say is two words. Fuck and yes. And the fuck yes. And if that's what smoking weed all the time turns you into looking and hanging out with Snoop Dogg and working on your, I don't know, garden and on your cooking and baking. Martha, I say Martha, hats off to Martha. Hair clips off to Martha. Hair extensions off to Martha. Lash extensions off to Martha. I have no lash extensions. And you know, aka cumbrellas that they call them in Albuquerque. I was listening, Albuquerque. When I was there, I was listening to you and you were so funny. Cumbrellas. I know what that means. I know what you mean by that. Have his mouth smelling like pussy and mimosas. Ah! Anyway, I just wanted to big up my titties to the Martha Stewart and the Sports Illustrated. Look, let's stay everybody inclusive. Now, who is turning in their 80s right now? The motherfuckers who was fucking in the 60s. Excuse me very much, right? I mean, look at who the senior citizens are right now. And you are looking at a bunch of people who are fucking. And that's why that is why students and teachers alike, you know, that's why the STD problem is so rampant at the senior homes. Did you know the STDs? It's statistics, folks. I don't really talk statistics a lot on this show, but when it comes to sex and drugs, I will give you some. And the STDs being the highest of the high in the seniors' homes. Well, we think about it, makes sense. These were the folks from the 60s. These were the folks who were like, the pill was invented, so everyone was just fucking raw and didn't know. And then you could go get like a shot for something. There was no AIDS yet. I guess you could still get the herpes. You know, what do people care? People just didn't care about the herpes as much, I guess, in the 60s. You know what? They were very they were very patient with each other. Oh, you've got herpes. Hey, man, are they flaring right now? Are you flaring or are you not flaring? Because if it's a week of not flaring, I'll totally suck it and fuck it raw. Anyway, oh my God, I haven't even looked at my notes yet. So shout out to Martha Stewart. And if you haven't gone to look at the Sports Illustrated, and shout out to fucking Sports Illustrated. I got to tell you, they know who their demographic is, though. I mean, look, if the young people aren't fucking and the old people are fucking the most, then it makes total sense to put Martha Stewart on Sports Illustrated cover. With the titties all on that shit. Anyways, I was very proud of her. I was so proud of her. I was very proud of her. And I thought of my mom, like my mom being like, Jesse, is this too young for mama? Like my mom would put on stuff at, say, Betsy Johnson, because, you know, I grew up in the 80s. So she'd be like, we'd be at Betsy Johnson and she would put on some, you know, crinoline fucking skirt that looked like a tutu. And she'd go, Jesse, is this too young for mama? Is mama too old to wear that? Because she, you know, she spoke about herself in the third person all the time. And I go, no, ma, you look cute. That looks cute on you. Because it was for real. I remember being a teenager and thinking my mom looked really cute in the outfits that she wore. And it didn't matter to me whatever her age was, you know. So now I'm like, that she's the one, whoever isn't dead, you know, because a lot of them died. Jesse, don't get morbid. But ma, a lot of y'all died. So Martha is fucking, anybody who's out there doing it, sing, dance, show your tatas. Cheetah Rivera, I saw some Broadway performs the other night. Oh, that's a perfect segue. Jesse, your craft is so, Jesse, your craft is very brilliant. I'm going to call you brilliant. You're my daughter and I can call you brilliant. All right. For those of you who don't know, my mom's been dead for a few years. And so it is interesting when she just shows up at the show. But I welcome her with open arms and open titties. Jesse, stop with the titties. I will never stop with the titties, mom. And God, my mom was someone who said to me, oh, everyone with the TNA, so much TNA. And she always would talk shit about TNA, which meant tits and ass, if you're not familiar. And I would look at her and be like, mom, you don't even wear a bra or underpants. What are you talking? Your tits and your ass are out at the Ralph's. That was the grocery store we would go to once in a while. Once in a while, Jesse, but most of all to the co-op, because we're getting organic carrots for me to juice, for you to drink, because that's all you'll have, because we're vegan, and we're witches, and we're on welfare, and you'll never have a friend. Help me? So, speaking of not having a friend, we'll get to that. Some major friend news. But first of all, while we're on the subject of my mom and my craft, my genuine, delightful craft of acting and comedy and this, whatever this is, being in the moment, perhaps looking at notes from the weeks beyond, Why am I a fortune teller now? Jojo, where are you? Anyway, she knows who the fuck she is. Biatch! Listen, calm down. That was another Martha Stewart cry. I wanted to say my mom has always been so, so supportive of me doing any kind of acting. And of course with the comedy, but the comedy she didn't really understand as much because she wasn't in comedy. My mom was an actor. But again, as I said, we were on welfare, but not all the time. Like she would score a job here and there and then we'd have like money to go to New York for a minute, you know, or to visit, you know, visit people in New York. And then we would, you know, she'd send me to camp one year, you know, so I went to camp three times in my life because she got like a few jobs and we'd be like, Jesse, you're going to camp. We've got to get you off the streets, as if I was a teen hooker, which I was, but she did not know this. Okay, that's another story. So she was always really supportive of my acting and she wanted me to be an actor, but because she was on welfare with me as a kid, I was often really frightened to plus you don't want to go and do what your parents did, even if they were quite successful. I don't think you would probably, I mean, unless you're a Nepo baby. Nepo baby, you see who you are. You know, and to a point, I suppose I have some privileges. For sure, I have some privileges from my mom being an actress at all and me having contacts in that world or knowing that it's possible for that world to exist in it and not have to be like a superstar and actually get along and be able to pay your rent and do your craft. So anyway, anytime I'd ever done anything acting wise, my mom was always over the top. Jesse, I'm so excited. You're doing it. You know, you're a natural. It's your craft. And so she would always be really supportive. And I remember I did a play in the Lower East Side in the 90s. And I can't remember what the fuck the name was, but it was an amazing play. I loved it. It was very psychedelic, in if you want to call it that, like non-linear, where I remember I crawled out of a vagina. There was a vagina in the wall that a lot of us used to exit and enter from and into this vagina, wall vagina. I was in my underpants the entire time. I was killed by a monster. And there was some dialogue in it that was definitely cancelable in this moment. So my mom was very excited that the Village Voice wrote a review of our show. And one of the lines that the Village Voice, which was a free paper in the olden days here in New York City, in the 1900s, where you could find a newspaper, they would get your fingers smudged with what they called ink. Anyway, they, not the kind for the computer. Anyway, so my mom was so excited. The Village Voice, I sent her the review, and it said, never have we seen a play that used the word cunt so many times in 90 minutes. I think it was a compliment. I always took it as a compliment. Anyway, my mom was so excited that I was going to do that she got to send me a little bouquet of flowers, like deliver, you know, 1-800 or FTD or whatever it was back then. Not the STDs at the seniors' homes, but the FTD, which is the flower transit delivery system. I don't fucking know what it stands for, but it was a guy with flowers who was like, "I'll call us and we'll have somebody there." And because the East Village and the Lower East Side of New York City was so different in the 90s, there was no gentrification, and it was just really mom and pop shops. So somehow the FTD services get in touch with a local flower shop in your neighborhood, and then they pass the job on to them, and then they do it locally, and they get you the flowers to your apartment. So I got the flowers. It was amazing. She got me the flowers perfectly on time, like the night of or the night before, something really on time. And there was a card, and the card said, "Jesse, break Alex." Yes, it said break Alex, because I believe in her slightly affected accent and whatever accent the person who was taking down the card information had, there was a little bit of a lost in translation. And I'm pretty sure my mom said, I wanted to say, Jesse, break a leg. Break a leg. I mean, what could she have said? Break a legs or break legs. So whatever they heard, they heard, break Alex. Love, Mom. So I got a sweet little bouquet of flowers that said, Jesse, break Alex. Love, Mom. And do you know that I'm not a very sentimental person? I don't keep much. I really don't. If you give me a birthday card, I look at it, I read it. I maybe have it up for a week or so, unless it's like, oh my God, an original art piece of yours that you've done for the cover. I usually will throw it away within. I'm Capricorn. It's what we do. We're pretty chilly in that way. Chilly, aloof, I don't know what it's called. Not real sentimental in my own little world. So the fact that I fucking kept this little card that said, Jesse, break Alex, love Mom, for probably 20 fucking years, I looked for it the other day. I thought I might still have it. If I find it, I'll bring it to you. I love you so much. Yeah. On to the next. Martha Stewart's titties. That's right. That's what this episode's going to be called. Martha Stewart's titties. Alex. Speaking of occasions to celebrate, can we go back a little? I know I'm very late on this, but I haven't seen or talked to you in a couple weeks. The Met Gala. It makes me so angry. Does it not make you angry? What the fuck? And don't make me angry. You won't like me when I'm angry, like the Hulk, you know? I, for one, oh, stop it, Alex. I really think it's a waste of fucking time and it's a goddamn show-off party for rich people. And what the fuck does it do? Is it a, listen, I could have looked this up. I had 2 weeks to look it up, but did I? No. Is it an affair that raises money for the homeless? Is it an affair that raises money for the children? Is it an affair that raises money for fucking stray dogs? Like, what the fuck? Is it anything besides a bunch of rich people showing the fuck off and dressing up for each other? I'm dressed as a cat. Rawr. Like, fuck you. I wanted to spay and neuter the entirety of the show. Truly, I did. And everyone's getting mad the next day. Karl Lagerfeld. How are they celebrating Karl Lagerfeld? I mean, we get it with the Anna Wintour. She's not even real. She's one of the aliens who's been here for a long time. But all the other women, maybe they're alien women that came to celebrate. But all the other women who call themselves quote-unquote feminists. Now, look, I don't know if you can even be a feminist in this country because they don't care about us. And everyone's got a different idea of what feminism is and what it means. And people think that it just means that we don't want anything from you, but we do. We want, all we really want is a fair fucking shot, but we can't do all the things because the upper body. Anyways, there's a lot of upset about the feminism and the ladies that went to the fucking Karl Lagerfeld. Oh, they call themselves feminists. And I'm like, who are you talking about? Are you talking about Cardi B? Does Cardi B call herself feminist? I mean, I call her feminist because she talk about the WAP. But I was over it. The cats were everywhere. It made me want to spay and neuter the whole situation. Can anyone tell me what the good part of that is? Can anyone tell me if that's for a good thing? Is there something good that I'm missing? Is besides celebrating some rich fucking white man who was like fat phobic, homophobic as a gay man? Look, we can all be haters of ourselves. My mom was a Jew. She hates herself. You know, she hated. Jesse, don't keep talking about your mom. I can't help it. You're on the thing. Anyway, so I feel like they don't need that anymore. Can we just say we don't need that anymore and we can say goodbye, good luck, and thank you so much for coming. It's been a delight having you. And let's go to the Met to look at art. Let's go to the Met to look at fashion. Let's go to the Met to soak up some culture. Let's be like yogurt. Do a little culture. But do we have to fucking look at these fucking rich folks? And I thought to myself, you know, the costumes, how many homeless shelters could you build with those costumes? How many fucking women's shelters could you build with that cat nose doja? And look, I like a doja. I like it, the doja. I like it, the doja cat. Don't get me wrong. I like it, the doja cat. Okay? Don't get crazy. Here's what I have to tell you. You ready to listen to me? I know you've been listening this whole time. I have to tell you, I love you. Look, I was very sick last week. I was like very sick, like so sick. And here's what's going on. Not like sick, like fucking sick, you know? No, like fucking sick, you know? And my valve has been out. What does that mean, Jess? Are you made of sink parts? Doll parts, really, like Courtney. If you know, you know. I am made of doll parts. Sink parts. My valve, it's called the ileocecal valve. Listen, if it starts to get loud outside, don't blame me. It's getting warm and the neighborhood's getting crowded. Because when the warmth comes, the people come. Because it's time to go to the beach. Anyhow, my valve is out. Okay, shh. Don't get upset because it upsets the valve. Ileocecal valve. Do you know how to spell that? You know what the hardest part about having the ileocecal valve out is? Writing and spelling ileocecal valve. I can't. It is real. It's a pain in my ass. Literally. Okay. It has to do with your digestion. Not to get all crazy, but I've already talked about it before. And they even asked me on my Keith and the Girl experience. I had my Keith and the Girl experience. And Keith asked me, how's your digestion? You were talking about it on your show. I hope you're digesting better. And I, for God's sakes, I said, I hope I am as well. The ileocecal valve. An Ignatius, yes. Ignatius had it. If you've read, so people know, you know what it is. If you've read The Confederacy of Dunces, you know it put Ignatius, forget it. It basically killed the guy. Also, Lily Tomlin is a fake attack from the ileocecal valve. And it makes I love you so much. Thank you. I'm laughing because I'm reading comments, even though it doesn't make sense if I read the comments out loud, and sometimes I can't read them. Anyway, Martha Stewart, right? And her titties. So listen, my valve has been out, and what it does, it's called the Great Mimicker. And if you've ever had like a really bad backache or some bad dookies, duking, some boo-boos, whatever you call the BMs, whatever you want to call it, if it's ever been bad, this is the great imitator. Fever, fatigue. Okay, is this a commercial for those meds you don't need? Anyway, so it fucked me up. It fucked me up so badly that I missed the show last week. I slept through you, which this is my most favorite thing to do besides taking a good shit, is this. And I also really love doing the play. Are you kidding me? That was a whole thing for this? No, I meant to tell you all those things, but the play, there are only four more shows, y'all. And I got, y'all, there's only four more shows. And I must tell you, listen, I don't mean to brag, but I'm going to fucking tell you, a couple of comedians came to see this show, and you know who you are and how you are, you motherfuckers. We're hard. I also, comedian person, we're very hard. We don't have, like, my shit. We don't have any patience for bullshit. We don't like fake. We don't like bad. And we were first to call it out. So when my friends came and watched the show and liked the show, and then not only did they like it, but they told me, oh, you fucking acted the shit out of that. You didn't even talk a lot. And that's the thing. Folks, friends, lovers, ex-lovers, ex-friends, new friends, listen, I'm about to tell you something about your friend Jess. Do I ever get cast as a comedy person? No. Am I ever doing any real comedy out there in the old world of acting? I am not. You know what I'm doing? I'm fucking acting fucking drama, friends. I've worked for David Mamet. Yeah, that's a fucking brag. You know what I'm going to be? Aaron fucking West Wing. You know, that fucking guy. He yelled at me. And then there was a couple others. I fucking acted the shit out of it for those fuckers. So when I tell you, you have four more chances to come and see me act the shit out of it and rock your fucking socks off. We make you laugh. We make you cry. We make you fucking rock your shit out in your seat. You might stand up and do some head. It's true. It's true. People that came to see me, thank you. Those of you who didn't, try to get there. There's four more performances Wednesday through Saturday. The link is in my bio. Up Theater Company. You can go check them out. I mean, come on. And listen, the relating to what's going on in the play, you can't even fucking, gah. Like, I am serious. Here's the thing. If I get a 20, early 20-something year old kid from, boy from Albuquerque, and a 70-something year old white lady from New Haven, both telling me the same shit that they feel about this play, agah, agee, got a fucking hit on your hands, friends. That's what I'm saying. And listen, it's almost going to be over. I'm already sad. Here's what happens when you're this close to everybody, and also when you've yelled at them a few times. That's your friend, Jessica. I did. I yelled at them a few times. And listen, I had to. Because why? Because I'm a punk. And I don't mean that in any kind of euphemism. I mean a literal punk rocker person who went through the punk rock experience in Los Angeles, California, also in New York, but also mostly in Hollywood, California. And let me tell you something. The folks who came out to see it, oh, there's a couple of them in here. That's right. Shecky came. Schneckers! Schneck, it was beautiful. Like, people surprised me showing up there. I can't even tell you. And let me just say something. When the next time you don't feel like you're good enough to go for something that's like a dream of yours or a job that you really want or a person that you really like or a thing that you want to do, just motherfucking go for it, okay? I'm telling you, from as your friend Jess, your pal Jess here, from this fucking experience, you remember, you've been with me this whole time. I submitted myself for this play, self-submitted for a smaller role. Now look, it might look like bigger with the dialogue, but let me tell you how much I'm doing up there. Like I said, fucking acting the shit out of that. And they promoted me from the inside and they said, hey, Jess, why did you submit yourself for a smaller role? You're so talented. You should be in the lead role. Okay, well, guess what? That means you have to believe it. When somebody, I don't know these motherfuckers. They could be from some, I don't fucking know them. And every time I spoke up, asserted myself, asked for what I needed, I got it. And I recommend that fully to y'all. Like, show up for yourself, ask for what you need, know that you deserve it. And guess what? Here's the fucked up part. The universe is... It doesn't care what you think of yourself. It's going to reward you for bigger things. If you just keep pushing and trying to get like a clean, I was trying to clean toilets again. The universe was like, nah, bitch, you got to go. You got to go now. You and Martha Stewart are going to be on the cover of Swimsuit Edition Sports Illustrated. So you best go get on stage so more people can find out about you and you get into another play after this play ends. Because I know my brothers and sisters are out there on the picket line and I want to say, I see you. I love you. I support you. I would never cross a line. I would never cross over and scab out. I am with my brothers and my sisters. WGA, we're about to get up in there too, sagging after people. Directors Guild as well. Let's all band together. Union strong, motherfuckers. We can't let this AI shit take over. I also don't want to go to a music festival and see a hologram of my old favorite rapper person. I just don't. It doesn't appeal to me. So let's cut all that shit out. Plus, they're about to take over. So watch your ass. They're taking our jobs. Who thought it was the immigrant? Let the fucking borders open. Let these poor people in with their goddamn children that have been standing in the fucking heat and the sun and the fucking dying in the fucking trying to cross over into a better place because we went and fucked up their country. Now they're trying to come here and we're like, hold on. We can't have those people coming over the border. Yes, we can. We have plenty of things for everybody to do. Stop hiring the robots. Anyway, oh my God, Jessica, oh my God, what were you like ranting about? A lot this week, because I didn't see you last week. But you know what? And this is what I'll end on, because you know what? I have a lot of notes here, but I'm going to do my regular 30 minutes, but I know I'm going to go a little over because I'm so excited to talk about this and to tell you all about this. The people that have been showing up for me at the play, that have come to see me in the play. Okay. I just have to say, when you come from out of state to come and meet me and to see me perform and only are coming to New York to see my perform. I mean, look at me. I'm shaking. I'm like shaking. I'm shaking. I'm emotional. I have to just give a huge, huge heart hug, love shout to Justine Monique. Justine, you know her. She's been on What's Good with Jess Wood. She has her own podcast called OK Vibes, where she does a fantastic job. Excuse me, I'm burping. I get emotional. I start to burp because I get gassy. She came all the way to New York City to see me in my play and to meet me in real life, all the way from Delaware. And when I tell you that, she's, I think, the fourth person who's been a listener and is now my friend, like full on my friend. Like she's my friend. And when I met her in real life, it felt like we already knew each other for a very long time, because we've had this internet thing and we've had this online, you know, friendship or love affair. I mean, I feel like because of this type of outlet, we get to be so honest and we get to be so open. And I've been able, with the help of everybody out there, I've been able to really open up about all the struggles that I've gone through and the peaks and the valleys and the experiences of like loss and the experiences of winning and dreams coming true. And, you know, like people always say to me, Jess, oh my God, you're doing the play. It's like so far from where you live. And it's like an hour and a half commute each way. How do you do it? Oh my God, aren't you so tired and all this? And I go, hey, I would commute double that time for my dream. I mean, if you were going to live your dream, it's like the Eminem song. Dun, 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 dun. Don't make me sing 8 Mile. I mean, it's not 8 Mile, but you know, Lose Yourself. I know what it's called. You kidding? I compare myself to the fucking guy. Anyway, having people show up for me, having people promote me within the process, having the validation of people taking the notes that I may have. Yes, I have notes on my dream. Is the most validating. If you're paying attention, look at all the fucking blessings. I mean, look at this shit. It's kind of like overwhelming, and yet it's exactly what we all deserve. Whatever you're getting, and look, I've had a ton of hard shit happening to me, and I have some hard shit happening right now. Why do I always have to go back to the poo? Anyway, I just want to thank you all for always validating my work, my experiences, sharing your own experiences with me, relating to what has been going on, just showing up for me and telling me that when I show up, I'm showing up for you in a way that is helping you. I mean, oh my God, Clay and Justine and Mark and his wife and Katie and Sue. I mean, I could go on and on, but there are, you know, Ness and Chewy. There are people that show up for me, Ryan and Alex, Mal and Josie. I mean, I could go on and on and on. I'm just saying there's, like, I think of y'all. All right, I want you to know I think of y'all. Christy, Dahlia, you're always on my mind. Like Wind Song, and now I'm really showing my age. And now I'm showing my titties. I mean, not all the way, but you know, Martha Stewart style, with a little bit of a jacket over it, because Martha Stewart's titties. All right, that's it. That's the show. I mean, how do you not bookend it with Martha's titties? You know, it's just, sure, you could be funny, you could be deep, but you got to remember the tatas. And again, the ageist shit is long gone. I mean, it's not gone, but let's try to get over it. Let's try to get over our fat shit. I mean, I have it too, the bias. I have so many biases, you guys, on my own self too. And that's where I think it starts, right? As we all are like, I'm not enough, and neither are you. So it's like, maybe we could take it easy on our own selves, and then we would be maybe nicer to everybody else. Oh my God, what? What is that, like the golden rule or something? Ew. Anyway, 35 minutes, that seems like enough, right? Like five extras just because I missed last week. If you were a true friend, Jess, you'd go for a full hour. No, I wouldn't. If I was a true friend, I'd stop now while I was ahead and leave you wanting more. Once again, I'm going to let you know my necklace is from the Babes at Babel Studio. Please, please go follow them and buy their wares. They're doing free shipping this month or this week. Go check them out anyhow, how you do it. And if you wait on it, just use my code on checkout, GetWood15, for 15% off of your purchase. Also, if you're in the New York City area, please, please come to the last four shows of the best punk band in Conway, Missouri, at the Fort Washington Collegiate Church at 179 West 181st Street. That's 181st Street all the way uptown, baby. Little Dominica. I love it up there so much. I was in the pizza shop the other day. This will be my last story I leave you. I went to the pizza shop to get a slice, and the guy was speaking Spanish to a bunch of the girls that were in there, and he said, okay, flaca, aquí. And he pulled up a couple of slices, and so I, thinking, well, I am very flaca, I'm a skinny lady, I immediately stood up and was like, oh, papa, and he goes, no, it's the flaca. And there was a young girl behind me who was very skinny, and I go, oh my God, flaca, sorry, oh, sorry, ha, ha, flaca. And I go, well, what's my nickname then? And he goes, what? He goes, miss? And I go, no, not miss. I want a nickname like Flaca, you know, Blanca, Blanca Loca. And they were like, oh, no. They started laughing. They were like, oh, no, no. And I was like, why not? And they're like, we're not going to call you crazy white chick. And then they got to know me and they said, okay. No, then he just, for the whole rest of the time, he's like, Blanca, okay, Blanca, 575. Okay, Blanca, here's the thing. Okay, Blanca, what, you want the hot sauce? Okay, Blanca, you know, and I was like, okay, Papa. So it was the Papa and Blanca show and it warmed my heart. And then the pizza, it warmed my belly. And it was so good. Anyways, you all warm my hearts and belly, my heart and bellies. So I'll see you hopefully either this week at the show or online here. Please send me anything you'd like me to talk about or anything you'd like me to review. I have a couple of reviews coming up. I'm very excited. I started watching Beef, the Ali Wong show. I like it. I like it a lot. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I'll talk about that next week. I also want to talk about how we watched some John Hughes movies and what the warning was in between commercial breaks. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for hanging around with me. Have a wonderful week. I know that you're doing your best. And when you're doing your best, you're looking your best. You're looking good and feeling good. That's like Martha Stewart says, there's no age where you can't feel great. You just start feeling great and you'll feel great. You just do your thing, baby babies. I love you so much for being here with me. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Please share it with your friends. Oh, it would mean the world to me if you shared it. Just tag me at Get Wood when you're sharing it. And let's get these numbers up, babies. Everybody loves to laugh and everybody loves to feel good. And everybody likes to kind of, you know, connect with people who are like-minded. You know, find your tribe, all that stuff. All right. So I hope you've felt that, all those things and more. And maybe you'll feel yourself later. Hey, how you doing? That's right. I am into masturbation and hydration. All right, I love you. Please don't lick anything you don't like, or suck on anything you don't like, or touch anything you don't like, or do anything you don't like. Don't you do it. You do stuff that you like, and you get rewarded. Watch. Love you so much. See you next Tuesday. Yeah. That'll never not be funny to me because I'm immature and inappropriate. Love you.